Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here's your host, Dr. Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director of CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thanks for listening to Telling Future Generations. Today in the program, we're continuing to air our recent CEF fall event with Gracia Burnham. But before Gracia spoke, our Illinois staff shared some ministry reports, particularly focused on our CEF summer ministry. Last week, we aired the report from Mark Andrews, who is our camp director for Camp Good News in Washington, Illinois. This week, we're airing Jill Hostetler, the assistant state director, who is also my ministry coworker for many years, who shared at the event what God did in and through our summer ministry outreach. Jill not only shared about the 5-day clubs, but also two of our summer missionaries that worked last summer, they also shared what they enjoyed about working with CEF and also what God taught them in and through the ministry. We hope you enjoy.
I am Jill Hostetler. I'm the assistant state director, and I've been working here out of the state office for the past 23 years, and it's been a great blessing just to see all the ministry that's been taking place, and I'm excited to share with you just a local perspective as the state office. I oversee most of the local ministry. And this summer, we were able to do some amazing things. God provided us with 9 summer missionaries. Don't count the, I had a little added, my youngest daughter wanted to be in the picture. So 9 summer missionaries is what I have. If you count heads there, you'll come up with 10. But 9 summer missionaries God brought. So this big team, and then we had the big task of, okay, we got to keep them busy, right? So they teach these 5-day clubs. So if you're familiar with a 5-day club, it's like a backyard Bible club. And so people call us and they say, oh, I got a lot of kids in my neighborhood. I'd love to share the gospel with them. Can you help me with that? And we say, yes, we'll send you high school, college-age students this year. Our 9 missionaries age from age 13 to age 18. So it's amazing what teenagers can do. And we put them through a rigorous training at our Camp Good News, and they come out ready to share God's word with children. 5-day clubs have Bible stories, Bible lessons. They have songs and games. And of course, we always share the gospel, missionary stories, and all of those fun things. So this summer, they were able to do 35-day clubs, and they reached over 540 children. So in just a span of like 6 weeks. So they did amazing work. And I actually have 2 of them here tonight, so they can make their way up here. And I asked them to share just who they are, of course, but also share how long they've served in CEF and what they enjoyed about it and what God taught them through it.
Hi, I am Samuel Forseth, and I've been a summer missionary with CEF for 3 years now. I've been serving for the past 3 summers, and we've been teaching backyard Bible clubs or 5-day clubs all over central Illinois, and it's just been a lot of fun, and we went through that rigorous training. That was really tough. Barely survived, barely made it out, but I'm here now, so it's all good. Just another year to do it. So yeah, it was a lot of fun. And one of the things that I really enjoy about 5-day clubs is not just connecting with the children, which is a lot of fun. We play games with them and just get a lot of hangout time. And it's so fun to do that. But more importantly, being able to share the gospel with them through the Bible lessons that we teach and the missionary stories, I really enjoy that. And seeing them not only just listen to us, but getting to like see them respond and choose to follow Jesus. So that's really cool, and I had the opportunity to lead several children to Christ this year, this summer, which was really cool to just see God working in that way. That was just pretty cool. And one thing that I think God was teaching me this summer is to just boldly proclaim the gospel and to tell others without being afraid and just not worry about what they think of you. So just, like, keep that in mind, not to, like, don't let one moment of fear or, like, worrying about what others think of you stop you from like changing someone's like eternity where they'll spend the rest of it. So I have a verse I wanted to share. Romans 1:16. It says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek."
Hi, I'm Michaela Hostetler, and this was my fourth summer with CEF teaching five-day clubs, and this was my third summer being a junior counselor at Camp Good News. So the reason I've been coming back to CEF, it's so great to have that opportunity to share the gospel with the children and get to know them on a deeper level. With five-day clubs, I've learned how to teach Bible lessons, so it's really helped me a lot in understanding the gospel more for me as well, to teach it to people, not just to children, but even people my age. It's just really helped me a lot. And God has been teaching me more about that. And I really like camp because you get to know the kids at a deeper level. You get to spend time with these kids, and you get to spend time with kids with all different kind of backgrounds. Like Mark said, like some of them don't even like have any like church that they go to. So, yeah, it's really cool to share the gospel with them.
Thank you guys for coming and sharing with us. And, you know, Camp Good News is one of our discipleship ministries, but we also have another main discipleship ministry, which is called the Good News Club, which Mark talked about. And these Good News Clubs meet weekly and for about an hour and a half, and they meet after school. Most of our Good News Clubs are in public schools, which is an amazing opportunity. Many people think, we know the Bible has been kicked out of the public schools, but really we can bring the Bible back to the public schools in the form of a Good News Club. And so it's exciting to have these children come and they're discipled in the Word of God. And of course, we share the gospel as well. But what a tool, even for a saved child, to identify as a Good News Club student. Oftentimes, our Good News Clubbers will have their t-shirt. They'll have a t-shirt they get to wear on the day of Good News Club. And they're really being a witness in their public schools saying, I am a believer, you know, I'm part of the Good News Club, and maybe that can even give them an opportunity to witness to a friend. So it is an amazing opportunity, and we actually have churches that adopt the school, and then we train the workers, and they go in, and they actually conduct the Good News Club. And so we have right now Good News Clubs in Peoria, Brimfield. We have them also in Dunlap. We have a few in Dunlap. And even in other pioneer areas that we help get started, that churches are continuing to do that. So we love to see, just as Mark mentioned about what a great discipleship tool, but we really want to see those children implanted in a local church. So how wonderful that the local church is actually going to the public school and conducting that club themselves. So, but pray for us. We have about five teams that are ready to go into schools, but we're just looking to get that permission. And sometimes that is a difficult process. So will you just pray with us for that, that God would just open those doors so that we can have more Good News Clubs in these public schools.
I hope you enjoyed listening to the ministry report shared by Jill Hostetler and also from two of our summer missionaries. But as Jill reminded us, CEF is not just a summer thing, a ministry outreach to children, but also Child Evangelism Fellowship is a year-round ministry to children, especially during the school year in the public school. Currently, CEF of Illinois is in 67 schools statewide, reaching 1,500 children weekly with the good news of Jesus Christ. These clubs are held from the top of the state, up in the Quad Cities, Rockford, north of Chicago, Joliet, Shorewood area, all the way down to the bottom of the state in the Carbondale area and the surrounding counties, and also up here in the central part of the state, including Springfield, Decatur, and the Peoria area, and also the counties around it. Locally, in the CEF state office area here in central Illinois, we have several after-school Good News Clubs already established, but we would love to see even more. Right now, I can think of at least two schools offhand that would welcome and love an after-school Good News Club to be established in their school right here in central Illinois. In fact, I recently spoke to a school principal at a Christmas church event, and the principal actually shared with me that they would love to see a weekly Good News Club established in their school. But all of this is possible because it's based on the equal access laws that the U.S. Supreme Court clearly ruled on all the way back in 2001, which gives legal access to outside community groups like CEF Good News Clubs, even though we are also a faith-based ministry, to access the public schools after school, just as any other community group. Nationwide, Child Evangelism Fellowship is in over 4,500 to 5,000 schools across the United States, reaching over 250,000 children weekly with the gospel right in the public school after school with the good news of Christ. Praise the Lord. As we move into the hustle and bustle of the Christmas season, CEF of Illinois would appreciate your prayers as our staff and also several of our CEF summer missionary students, including those ones who shared a testimony at the fall event, they're all part of our Christmas Party Club outreach. They are all giving of their time after school several days a week to teach one-time Christmas party clubs throughout the central Illinois area. Right now, we have close to 15 Christmas party clubs that are scheduled that will be held not only in homes, churches, and community centers like the Salvation Army and the Dream Center, but also in local public schools. Praise the Lord for this open door at Christmas time to share with the children the good news of Jesus. Also, we appreciate your prayers that the Lord would go before us and open the hearts of the children to not only to come to the Christmas party clubs that we'll be having and to hear the message of the gospel, but also to believe and trust in Christ as our Lord and Savior. Thank you again for your prayers and support, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, and we hope you join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
It's easy to assume that most children in our country will hear the good news of Jesus at least once before they're teenagers. But less than a quarter of kids in most states even attend church, and those who do may never have someone to make the gospel relevant to their lives. There is just a small window of opportunity when children are most open to the Lord. But how can you even begin to reach them before the world does? The doors of your local elementary school can be open, and Child Evangelism Fellowship has the key. CEF has the training, tools, and staff dedicated to helping you reach children for Christ. After-school Good News Clubs are bringing God's Word to the children where they are, in the public elementary schools.
It's really made a change in my life.
For more information, go to cefonline.com. That's cefonline.com.
For more information, call CEF of Illinois at 309-688-9699.